My air name was Rick West.
Right. Okay. Okay. Fantastic. So, I mean, what was your reaction to John Peel, the unfortunate demise of John Peel?
I don't know that it's so much of an unfortunate demise, in as much as people that die before their time in the music industry tend to go straight to the House of Lords.
So
I don't know. I mean, it's unfortunate for him, but then when you die, and that's the end of it.
Absolutely.
Certainly unfortunate for his missus, who had to go and organise getting the body back from bloody Peru.
Okay.
That was a hassle, but he's dead, and once he's dead, he's dead.
Yeah. Did you have much contact with him when you were at Radio 1, or?
I knew him when he was on the Pirates.
Oh, right.
He was on Radio London, I was on Radio Caroline.
Oh, right. Okay.
So I met him there, and the first show that he did, and the first show that I did for Radio 1, it was a dual hosting thing. Both him and I did it together. So, the Radio 1.
Okay.
There's a show called Top Gear, and on a Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
So, do you think anyone's got the kind of, the chutzpah to take over from John Peel's mantle?
That's a good word to use. Yes, I think a lot of people have got the chutzpah, but I don't think the radio stations, either the BBC or elsewhere, will allow them to do that. There's a lot more regimentation in radio these days than there was in those days.
Okay.
And certainly nobody has the... Maybe, I don't know who would have the breadth of knowledge that he developed. About the various types of music that he played, which is frankly anything.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's a very eclectic guy.
Very eclectic, but, you know, eclectic is good. Eclectic educates people's appreciation of any art form. It gives them the opportunity to choose and to learn. It doesn't sit very well with the accountants and everybody else wants to tell you what to do.
So in terms of the future of commercial radio, what do you see happening really?
Oh, my friend, if I knew anything of that nature on any level, I'd be a very rich man. I can't foresee the future.
Oh, okay.
I've no idea. And the commercial life is just restriction, pigeonholes.
Uh-huh.
And I think the vast majority of people working on commercial radio are just bland talking heads without passion or fervor. That's all that's demanded of them. That and turning up with their airship. And telling them they're playing up the program director's arse, they say.